The 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 13, verses 22 to 30. Through towns and villages, Jesus went teaching, making his way to Jerusalem. Someone said to him, "Sir, will there be only a few saved?" He said to them, "Try your best to enter by the narrow door, because I tell you, many will try to enter and will not succeed." Once the master of the house has got up and locked the door, you may find yourself knocking on the door saying, "Lord, open to us." But he will answer, "I do not know where you come from." Then you will find yourself saying, "We ate and drank in your company. You taught in our streets." But he will reply, "I do not know where you come from. Away from me, all you wicked men." Then there will be weeping and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God and yourselves turned outside. And men from east and west, from north and south, will come to take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Yes, there are those now last who will be first, and those now first who will be last.
Jesus is speaking to some people in the village of Ramah about what one must do to be saved. A man from the village asks him, "Lord, are only a few people saved?" And Jesus replies, "If man knew how to behave with regard to himself and with a reverential love towards God, all men would be saved as God desires. But man does not behave in this way. Like a fool, he plays with tinsel instead of taking pure gold. Be generous in wishing good. Does it pain you? That's where there is merit. Strive to go through the narrow door. The other one, which is wide and ornate, is an allurement of Satan to lead you astray. The gate of heaven is narrow, low, barren, and rough. In order to enter it, one must be agile, light, without pomp, and without materialism. And one must be spiritual. Otherwise, when the hour of your death comes, you will not be able to pass through it. And many will be seen trying to pass through without being successful, because they are so full up with materialism, so decked out with worldly pomp, so stiffened by the crust of sin, and unable to stoop because of their pride. The landlord of the kingdom will come to close the gate, and those who are outside, those who have not been able to go in at the right time, will knock at the door shouting, 'Lord, open the gate to us. We are here as well.' But he will reply, 'I really don't know you, neither do I know where you come from.' They will say, 'What? Don't you remember us? We ate and drank with you, and we listened to you when you preached in our squares.' But he will reply, 'I really don't know you. The more I look at you, the more you seem to be filled with what I said was impure food. The more I examine you, the more I see that you don't belong to my family. Now I really see whose sons and subjects you are. The other ones. Satan is your father and flesh is your mother. Pride is your nurse. Hatred is your servant. Sin is your treasure. And vices are your gems. Selfishness is written on your hearts. Your hands are dirty with the robberies committed against your brothers. Away from here. Away from me. All of you, operators of iniquity.' Then, while Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets and the just of the kingdom of God come from the heights of heaven, shining with glory. Those who did not love but were selfish, who did not sacrifice themselves but lived in the lap of luxury, will be driven away and confined to a place where there is eternal weeping and nothing but terror. And those who have risen gloriously and have come from east and west, from north and south, will gather round the nuptial table of the Lamb, the King of the Kingdom of God. Then one will see that many who appeared to be the least in the army of the earth will be the first in the city of the kingdom. And one will also see that not all the mighty ones in Israel are mighty in heaven, and not all those chosen by the Christ to be his servants have deserved to be elected to the nuptial table. Instead, one will see that many who were considered to be the first will be not only the last, but not even the last, because many are called, but few are those who can turn their election into true glory. At another time, after rebuking James and John for wanting a high place in heaven, Jesus says to his apostles, "You must love one another, supporting one another, because none of you are yet perfect. You must not imitate the world and the men of the world. In the world, as you are aware, princes lord over their nations, and their great men exert their power in the names of the princes. But that must not happen among you. You must not be eager to lord over men and your companions. On the contrary, anyone who wants to be great among you must be your servant, and anyone who wants to be the first among you must be everybody's servant, exactly as your master did. Did I come to lord over people and oppress them, or to be served? Certainly not. I came to serve. Thus, as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many, you must do likewise, if you want to be as I am and where I am. Go now, and be at peace with one another, as I am at peace with you."